Will Washington State be the first? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Some states have decriminalized marijuana or allowed medical marijuana, but Washington State could become the first state to legalize just-for-fun marijuana. It could actually have a chance, because in Washington, this latest initiative campaign will include not just the ACLU, not just travel guru Rick Steves, who's been a marijuana crusader for a long time, but the former U.S. Attorney for Western Washington, John McKay, a Republican, who is now on the record as saying the drug laws he once enforced are stupid. And there's another factor, too. The recession. The war on drugs not only lets cops break down your door for growing plants, it sucks up billions of tax dollars. The only thing it hasn't done is reduce drug use. So here it is, an initiative written to address all the objections about legalizing marijuana. You have to be over 21. The amount you can possess is limited. If you're caught driving while high, you'd go to jail just as if it was too many margaritas. And it would be taxed enough to bring in about $215 million a year. Money that could go to drug treatment or tattoo removal or refunds of other taxes. Dare to dream. And if anybody still sees this as the on-ramp to the freeway of depravity, I say, name your price. Require each pack have graphic pictures showing open mouths full of nachos, horrifying full-color close-ups of bloodshot eyes. Get as graphic as you like. But hasn't the time finally come? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.